Rensselaer.
In Rensselaer.
Yeah. That's now there's several churches in this community. In fact, this township I think has 2, 3, 4, about 5 churches in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're community churches.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be one right here on the corner, and now they closed up, put their membership in Rensselaer with the Methodist.
Down here right at
the Rosebud.
Oh, this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They closed that all 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now I was missing a DeMott, I guess, it was about 10 different variants of the Dutch, not 10, but there's 3 or 4 different Dutch Reformed Church. 3 or 4.
West of DeMott, about 1.5 to 2 miles, is what they call the Dutch Church.
Mm-hmm.
And when the people came over from Holland, that was the church, the only one up there. And everybody wanted to be superintendent of Sunday school and couldn't, so they started a new church. And what you're talking about, and I'd say in the past 10 years, they put the Catholic Church in, which is unheard of within a Dutch community.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Dutch up there went the other way. They were all
mm-hmm.
Lutheran-oriented one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them ties a reform to it. See, that makes them a bit different than any other church. Christian reform, Methodist reform. I associated some people up there. I didn't know what the name was, which meant that you're different. In other words, they'd saddle that Dutch word on you. You were just different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess some of them haven't even put the Dutch word on it. Who thinks going to win the game tonight?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either after last night.
Well, I missed this afternoon, see.
Mm-hmm.
Come time for the news, and I turned it over, and what do I want to tell you? It got away from me, the game did.
Yeah. I forgot about this afternoon, too. I saw it last night. I saw the Yankees and the Royals last night. Did you see that last night?
Yeah.
What did you think of that body block?
That was a good one.
Wasn't it?
That was a good one. I know a lot of football teams could have used that fella.
I know. I can't believe you let him get away with it.
He looked just like Pritchard. Remember Pritchard was a good Indiana ball player? He was a little fella. He was a blocking back. Only weighed 165 pounds. And they used him up here in the All-Star game one year.
Uh-huh.
Greasy Neal had him.
In the Soldier Field?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see that game. He'd go out on the count, see?
Mm-hmm.
And man in motion, he'd turn and come back, and just as the defense was coming across to tackle a guy, he'd lay a full length block down. He'd get from 2 to 3 men every time. I mean, and that's the way he did it, just with his full body.
Yeah. Well, that was about like that guy last night. So the thing that was amazing was the way he just lay on the top of the second baseman while the guy scored.
Yeah, well, he had a crab block on him, so he had
lying right on top of him. Anyway, okay, the section we're in right now just has a bunch of real simple things. I'm going to try to suggest them. I'd rather not say the word, you know, because I'd like to not influence your pronunciation, but I'm going to try to make the answer as obvious as possible. So, you know, the first book of the New Testament, for example, the first of the 4 Gospels is
Matthew.
Okay. If you had a man named Mr. Cooper, his wife would be
Mrs. Cooper.
Yeah. And before he was president, Eisenhower was a
general.
Okay. They ever have a word around here for a? Just talking about churches, about a part-time preacher. In other words, a guy that really isn't an official preacher, but does it sort of part-time, maybe isn't too skilled.